never know.
I don't think our radio listeners heard the intro due to some technical difficulties, which for whatever reason have cropped up again tonight.
Well, here you go. It's Free Talk Live. You can give us a call at 855-450-FREE. If you don't know it,
yes, you can.
Put it in your phone, 855-450-FREE. You can call us anytime between 7 p. to 10 p. Eastern Time, 7 days a week. That's how we roll.
Here in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
Yeah, Johnny.
And Mark. And we're screwing with you. No, well, so, yeah, we're going to talk to you about whatever you want. Actually, calls are already on hold to start the show out here tonight. Johnny Ray, you are going to share with us a soldier's last words. This is a man who was part of Operation Iraqi Freedom, according to Gawker.com. And apparently, he killed himself.
Yes.
So we're going to share his last words with you. And but first, we're going to the phones and to the fun. Carm is on the line, listening in New York. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Carm.
Hey, guys. How we doing tonight?
What's on your mind tonight? Go ahead now.
I'll tell you. I wish I could take credit for this, but with the current revitalization, so to speak, of us killing our planet, a friend of mine came up with a scenario, and it just with no intoxicants applied, rolled me out of my seat. He says, you know, this is like being in a courtroom. The jury's been selected. The defense is up there, and they've got a bloody knife with the defendant's DNA on it, the supposedly dead person's DNA on it, i.e. the planet. They've got eyewitnesses, and they're going full forge with the prosecution, and all of a sudden the next witness called is the supposed dead guy. And then there's a sidebar, of course, and the judge says, well, you know, we can't have him get up there. And the prosecution goes on. We've got the evidence. We have eyewitnesses. Doesn't matter. He's still alive. He was going to kill him sooner or later anyway. I just thought it was laughable because
I don't really know what you're talking about. I'm sorry.
I think I'm following you.
What are you referring to?
The global climate. You know, it's like you're going to kill the planet, so we're going to punish you now because we know you're going to do it eventually. So let's kill the coal plants and kill energy, and because we know eventually, you know, you're killing it. Even though we were wrong for 15 years, you know, it's just comical.
So I think that what he's referring to.
Admitting they're wrong, and it doesn't stop anybody from steamrolling ahead. That's my point.
I think what he's referring to is Obama has gone ahead and enacted some, from an executive standpoint, rules against whatever the polluters that the government doesn't like are. Frankly, the Department of Defense is the biggest polluter out there, and the most dangerous activity to the planet, if you're going to use the global warming crowd's yardstick, is war. We've got the Democratic president that probably most of them voted for in the first place enacting these things on business. I mean, I think that the first organization to go after is the government. If the government wants less pollution, the government knows how to do that. They can just stop the crap they're doing. However, it's unlikely that these rules will stay in place because the fact is that they're, you know, that they're illegal. He should have never done it in the first
place.
Them
or...
They can do whatever they want, Mark. They'll do whatever they want.
Something tonight, too. I'd also like to get you guys' pulses on, if I read this correct, on the 17th, we essentially had our freedom to exercise the Fifth Amendment revoked. Am I correct on that?
You're talking about the Supreme Court decision that essentially, as I understood it, decided that if you would like to remain silent, you have to invoke that right during police questioning prior to arrest. So
is that what the detail was? I saw it on the New American, I think, .com, and it wasn't that clear. But
it's not
thanks
clear.
A lot for your time. Carry on.
Sure, Carm. Thanks
job.
For the call tonight. Appreciate it.
Basically, what you have to do in order to invoke the Fifth Amendment is to say, I invoke the Fifth Amendment. You may remain silent if you claim that you are going to remain silent because it is your right to remain silent. However, if you remain silent and do not invoke your right to remain silent, that silence could be
used
as an indicator of guilt. It's the craziest thing I've ever heard, and it's this court and its rulings, 5-4 rulings, they should all be thrown out. I'm sorry. If a law can't be ruled on 9-0, it's not good enough to enforce.
Yeah, I think you make a real good point there, Mark. But unfortunately, they're not going to change the system based on your ideas. So you might as well count that one out.
Yep. I don't know what else to say about that. You know, I mean, I agree.
Well, you know, what I would say to that is that they're going to do what they want. And there's plenty of evidence to show that. You were talking about how this thing that Obama's doing is illegal. All I heard about this was on the news brief that happened before the show tonight. I happened to catch that same story that you were talking about, that he's using an executive order to bypass Congress so as to force these standards on whatever companies for so-called environmental purposes. And I actually posted an article at Free Keen today about this very topic. Now, it's not about the environment. It's about how the government people do whatever the hell they want to do, and they'll openly admit to it. There's a situation in Keene, New Hampshire, is where we live, where we do the show, that involves these synthetic bath salts or synthetic cannabis, as you may have heard of. It's kind of been in the news, at least a lot here. Maybe it's the same way in where you live, where some people are having a real bad time with these synthetic drugs. I mean, there's some real horror stories out there about people that have been addicted to them, people that have had health issues surrounding the use of these things. They are relatively untested. They've only been on the market for a few years. So people are using these drugs, and they don't really know what the long-term consequences are going to be, as compared to, say, marijuana, which, of course, has been with human beings as long as humans have been around. So there's thousands of years of experience that people have in using cannabis. But what the proposal is here in Keene is that these drugs be banned, that the sale and the possession and the use of these synthetic drugs be banned, and across the board, too, because they understand that if you just ban a chemical structure, a specific chemical structure, the manufacturer can simply change the chemical structure, tweak it a little bit, and work around that ban. So they're talking about just basically banning. I don't know how they're going to write the ordinance, but they want to write it to where they can just ban everything. Now, the discussion that they've had about this has been very revealing, and that's why I say it's related to the climate change thing. In the discussion they had publicly during their committee meeting, and there's minutes of this, which I posted at freekeen.com, so you can read their own, you know, words. But basically, a city councilor inquired of the town attorney as to, well, what are our options? Well, you can pass a resolution, and you can send that on to the state house. Basically, we, the city council of Keene, New Hampshire, and of the behalf of the people, have decided that these drugs should be banned, and we would like to let you know, state house. That's what a resolution is.
Yeah.
A ordinance is the other option. And, of course, they could do both as well. But the ordinance is the option where they would pass a local law, a local or ordinance, I guess is a more accurate term, a local ordinance against the use, the possession, the sale of these synthetic drugs.
It's a law on the local level.
Correct. Well, some would argue that you can't use the term law because it's an ordinance, and law is something that's immutable. But anyway.
Don't throw your butt in jail over it.
In jail, yes. So the proposal is that they could do an ordinance. But the city attorney admits that there are some constitutional issues with this, and that, in theory, they're not really allowed to do that because in New Hampshire it's not what's called a home rule state, meaning that the local cities and towns can't just make whatever laws they want to. They can only make those ordinances that they're authorized to make by the state legislature. So when it comes to drugs, the state legislature makes those decisions. Then the state legislature has abdicated its decision-making to the federal government. So there's some real issues here, but I'll reveal what they said about what they can do in moments. Free Talk Live.
Money's tight, and gas is expensive. Learn how each time you fill your tank, you can get 10 to 20% better mileage. That could easily save you $1,000 a year. I've been using the Fuel Treatment XFT in my cars for over 6 months. I keep track of my mileage, and it works. Save yourself $1,000 a year. Start using XFT. Go to xft.freetalklive.com. Improve fuel economy, prolong engine life, increase horsepower, and reduce emissions. It works. xft.freetalklive.com.
Online Bitcoin poker at sealedwithclubs.eu. That's right. Play poker online with Bitcoin, the digital cryptocurrency. Anonymous accounts, optional email, and no banking. Only Bitcoin deposits and withdrawals at sealedwithclubs.eu. Great player rewards, free rolls, and other promotions. For more information, visit us online at sealedwithclubs.eu. No silver hearts. The nature of this advertisement.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
The location, Denver Convention Center. Timeline, June 27th through 29th, 2013. The event, the Doomsday Expo. Our world and nation are changing. It's time for an educational experience that will enlighten you and the entire family at the Doomsday Expo, June 27th, 28th, and 29th at the Denver Convention Center. Check out the latest survival products, learn valuable survival techniques, meet other preppers, and meet guest speakers, including Dr. Joel Wallach, Scott Hunt, Jay Blevins, and more. Boost your knowledge with seminars on natural disaster preparedness, long-term prepping, survival gardens, self-defense, off-grid living, and financial planning. Ladies will get a valuable female perspective on family defense and preparedness. There's even a casting call for Nat Geo's Doomsday Preppers, and everyone will enjoy the first dry food cook-off. Tickets are just $14 for all 3 days and a Saturday evening concert. Mark your calendars for June 27th through 29th and get all the details at doomsdayexpo.com. Doomsdayexpo.com. Preparation starts here.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site, they are completely free, so enjoy those. You can actually control the content there, submit things to the website, and vote on them, vote them up, vote them down, and the most voted up will be made known in that we'll know what you think's interesting, what you think's outrageous or exciting or fun or useful. You submit it to the site, and then, Mike, just get on the air. Of course, best way to get on the air is call us toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Also, we've got Skype. You can Skype us at username LRN.FM and talk to us about whatever happens to be on your mind. We're going to get right back into your calls, but I have an example, a real life example that you can point to. This is not speculation. It's not speculation when I say on the air, the government people do whatever they want to do, and usually they get away with it because they know that most people don't have the ability to challenge them. You're either too busy. If you've got enough money to challenge them, you're too busy. And you don't want to put your money on the line. You don't want to put your freedom on the line. You don't want to risk that stuff. If you don't have any money, then, you know, you don't have enough money to challenge them. So there's not much you can do there.
They can do whatever they want. Remember, they don't have to pay for any court cases.
Correct. Unless things go tragically wrong for them, and then they have to pay on the back end, like they did recently with the Palmer case in Massachusetts with me. But that's rare. That's the first time that any activist...
They still didn't pay.
Yeah, it was the citizens of Massachusetts that foot the bill for that.
The people that they allegedly represent had to pay for your tiny little settlement you got.
That's true.
So, no, they don't. I mean, they do what they want, and you pay for it if they're wrong. They do what they want, and you pay for it if they're right. This doesn't create good incentives. You wouldn't let your kids operate this way. Wouldn't let your dog operate this way. You wouldn't want your family members to operate this way. You wouldn't want your worst enemies to operate this way. But for some reason or another, we let the government operate this way.
So just to prove my case that they do what they want, I have evidence from their own public meeting here in Keene, New Hampshire, where they're doing what they're doing in every city and every town across America. This is not a Keene thing. This happens right where you live. And basically what they're proposing is an illegal ordinance. The ordinance is the city attorney is informing the city council, hey, this is probably unconstitutional and it's probably not going to survive a challenge in court. So one of the city councilors asks the attorney, well, but wouldn't it basic now this I believe he's an attorney himself, but wouldn't this basically be if we made this illegal, this use of use, possession and the sale of synthetic drugs? If we made it illegal via ordinance, wouldn't that deter challenges because people just don't want to, they don't want to get arrested. They don't want to deal with the criminal court system. They don't want to have to go through court. Court's a burden. It's a huge hassle.
Yeah. And it's a punishment in and of itself.
Right.
So what he's attempting to do is punish people for a behavior that is unconstitutional for him to outlaw. This guy should be strung up for treason. I mean,
which
frankly,
one, the attorney or the city councilor?
Anybody who participates. I mean, there's a constitution.
The councilors
right?
voted unanimously for this.
I'm sorry. You see, this is the problem with the Constitution and all of them. The 50 constitutions of the states and the federal constitution, they didn't come with penalties. If there was a 10-year sentence for anybody who voted for something that was later ruled unconstitutional, they wouldn't vote for that crap. It's supposed to be the highest law in the land, but a law without teeth is no law.
Right. So basically the attorney's answer is, yeah, that'll dissuade people from challenging the ordinance. If it's, if we write this ordinance, its existence itself is a dissuasion from people challenging it. And he's absolutely right. In fact, he points out that that's the position essentially on the other communities, because there are apparently some other towns or cities in New Hampshire that have passed similar ordinances. He points out that none of them have had challenges. No one has yet challenged any ordinance such as this. And, of course, this is how they do it all the time. If you were to go through all the local ordinances that you have there, it'd be pretty clear they're violations of your life, liberty, and your property. I mean, they're clearly unconstitutional on their face, in my opinion. But no one challenges these things. Nobody challenges the fire code. No one challenges the zoning ordinances. No one challenges them. Because it would be too difficult. There's so many. You wouldn't be able to challenge them all. Even if you wanted to challenge a few, it would take up all of your time and your effort. So these guys know exactly what they're doing. The Constitution's just this annoying thing that's out there, and it lurks. It's there, but they don't really care about it. But they understand that it's still kind of there, and so the attorney reminds the city councilors that there is a possibility that there could be some liability here.
Like what kind of liability?
If you were to go through... Well, if you were to... pass this ordinance, someone is to get arrested for possession of bath salts or whatever, and then they challenge it, and it makes it to the Supreme Court, and it's overturned, then in theory there could be some kind of civil, liability in that case, and it could come back to bite the city. But ultimately, they just roll the dice because the dice are weighted, and they hope it's going to fall in their favor.
But of course it's going to fall in their favor because here's what happens if they're wrong, right? If in fact it comes back and there's a civil suit. Okay, so they pass the law. These people pass the law. Somebody gets arrested for it in a year, says, you know what, this is wrong, I'm going to take it all the way to the Supreme Court. It gets found to be unconstitutional. Takes them 3 years to get it up there. Finally, it gets turned around. After all the paperwork gets done, it's another final year. Then they put in the civil case. That takes 2 years.
Yep.
All of these people are now either not on the city board anymore.
Right. They have no liability.
Dead.
They have no personal liability, is what you're saying.
Right. That's the point, though. These You know, how in the world are you going to get responsibility from your politicians?
You can't.
You don't have personal reliability.
The only way you can get any kind of accountability from these people is to stop paying them. Brian is with us listening in New Hampshire. Hello, Brian.
Hey, guys.
Hey, it's Brian Travis from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. Good evening.
Yes, it is. Well, we've wanted to make an announcement tonight. The CD Evolution Fund has been pretty quiet lately for various reasons that I can get into, but we are pleased to announce that we are going to support Rich Paul in his effort to appeal his conviction that happened a few weeks ago.
That's great news, Brian.
Yeah, I'm glad that we're finally able to announce this.
So can we recap for our listeners what Rich Paul was convicted of?
Yeah, I guess it was three counts of selling marijuana and one count of selling LSD, even though he didn't.
It was four on cannabis and then one of purported LSD. They were alleging he was selling something that was not LSD as though it was LSD, and he never had alleged that it was LSD. But that didn't matter to the jury and convicted him anyway. So what's the reason the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund has all of a sudden decided to, come back out into the forefront here and step behind this case?
Well, we were originally formed, and Ian, you were a member of the board at one time, and Mark is a current member of the board. We originally formed to support the activists who say no to the state at whatever level they feel like it and, you know, whatever activities they want to do.
Right, and I want you to hang on, Brian. Stick with us. I want to come back and continue this discussion. And it's only activists that are here in New Hampshire because we're all here as part of the Free State Project. Now, if you want the best chance at liberty in your lifetime and to hold these government people accountable and actually be more free, then you need to go to freestateproject.org to learn more about what we're doing here. That's the reason why all of us on the show here tonight are here. And go to freestateproject.org. We'll come back with more with Brian Travis from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund and how you can help. Coming up, Free Talk Live.
Hi, my name is Annette, and due to menopause symptoms for nearly 2 years, I suffered severe hot flashes, which prevented me from sleeping all night. It was so hard to work because it continued all day to have the hot flashes from hell. I was exhausted and depleted. After only 3 weeks on One World Way, I have no hot flashes, and I'm sleeping normally again. I feel energized and strong. This is an amazing product.
It is a little-known fact that every single cell of your body is supposed to produce 10% of its protein content as glutathione, but due to toxicity and aging, it does not. Could glutathione be a missing factor in optimal cell function for your entire body? If you restore the optimal glutathione levels in your cells, especially your glands and organs, then as a result, your glands and organs work better. Imagine the quality of life improvement you might have. To order One World Way, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-BUNKER or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Attention, preppers. Think you've got everything? Think again. You need rescue tape. The ultimate emergency repair tape. Used by the U.S. Army on trucks and tanks. As part of their battle damage repair kit. Rescue tape is 20 times stronger than duct tape. Rescue tape repairs leaky pipes and hoses up to 500 degrees. Waterproofs electrical connections. And even works right over oily, dirty surfaces. Rescue tape belongs in every prepper's survival kit, bug out bag, and emergency kit. Get rescued or just get stuck. Learn more at rescuetape.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters. Made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water...
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you take control here, toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Hey, that's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we have waiting for you there. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. You get to actually interact with other Free Talk Live listeners. One of the ways you can do that is on our cam page. We get the chat room built right into the same page as the cam. You can go to cam.freetalklive.com to access those things. That's cam.freetalklive.com. Mark, coming up, you're going to be on the road. Or I guess you're going to be in the air.
Very soon I'm going to be going to Freedom Fest. It's an event out in Las Vegas. It's going to be from...
It's your second one, right?
Yep, second one I've gone to. July 10th through the 13th at Planet Hollywood on the Strip in Vegas. There's going to be speakers like Stossel, Grover Norquist, Rand Paul, Steve Forbes, Art Laufer, many more. We saw Art Laufer out when we were, I think, in L.A. at one of the
is it a talk radio convention?
Talk radio conventions. And
it's Laufer, isn't it?
Laufer.
I think it's Laufer, yeah.
Yeah. Get it straight, Mark.
That's how I'd heard it pronounced. What can I tell you? Anyhow, I thought he was a compelling speaker. Nonetheless, you can get your tickets and hotel rooms now. They're booking fast. This is an event you do not want to miss. Go to freedomfest.com and get registered now. It's freedomfest.com.
I've never been to Vegas, but that is going to be an exciting time.
Absolutely. I mean, just to go to Vegas alone is probably a great time, but then to add a Liberty conference on top of it? Sounds like a good deal.
It's going to be a good time.
All right, so Mark will be there, and we got Brian on the line. He's Brian Travis from the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund. CDEvolution.org is the website, and it has kind of been dormant for a couple years.
Well,
it feels like it's been a couple years.
That makes me bristle, Ian, whenever you say that. Tell me about the civil disobedience we were supposed to step in and support.
Well, Derek J. was a civilly disobedient person, but, I didn't really know that there was anything worth, that there was any organization that was doing anything. I mean, you didn't hear anything out of the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, and one of the reasons I quit the board was because I was frustrated that it just didn't seem to really be going anywhere. We were having a tough time finding an executive director who could raise money for the fund, and the activism movement here is pretty small thus far. The Free State Project's only at 5% of its potential. Eventually we want to get 20,000 people who love liberty to move to New Hampshire. We've only got over 1,100 at this point, so we're just barely getting started, and only so many of those individuals have the chops that it would take to do professional fundraising, and we were just not able to find that person. And so I have so many different things on my plate, I decided to step down from the board, and I never really heard anything else after that. So,
where we are now is we're keeping it alive. We got some great donors that are pitching in $5-$10 a month. They see that there hasn't been much going on, but we are you know the magic of $5 a month, right, Ian? I mean, you know,
it adds up.
A lot of people, it sure adds up. And so, you know, we're our original plan was to hire, or one of our thoughts was to hire a full-time attorney who could, you know, take care of everything from traffic tickets to, misdemeanors to felonies if they had a civil disobedience component to them.
Mm-hmm.
We probably need about $10,000 a month to get to that level. And, you know, we just couldn't seem to get that much money. And again, I think it's what you said, that it's a small, you know, small state. We've got 1,000 people. Not a lot of people have the chops. But we have been, you know, pretty quietly funding. Whenever somebody gets thrown in jail, when Derek Jay got thrown in jail, when Rich Paul got thrown in jail, Ian, when you got thrown in jail, one of the things we automatically do is put $50 in the commissary fund, to which they're, you know, available.
That's nice.
That's a little thing, but, you know, at least it's something that's going to help the people who just say no to these bad laws.
Absolutely. So now you're stepping behind the Rich Paul case, which is a very big case. He's gone to jail. It's a year-long sentence. The idea is to appeal the case in the hopes that the appeal will help firm up, I guess, the right of jury nullification in New Hampshire. Is that correct? Is that kind of one of the goals of the appeal, as you understand it, Brian Travis?
Yes, that's exactly it. And that's why we're stepping behind him, because, you know, frankly, what he did, and this is a problem that we have supporting civil disobedience, what he did was just illegal. I mean, it wasn't immoral or anything, but he got caught. And it wasn't, I'm not sure it's up to the level of civil disobedience, but what he did do is he said no, and that's the most important thing. So even if you get, you know, if you get caught speeding, well, you broke their laws, but if you say, no, I'm taking this thing to court, that's just as good as far as...
Right, because the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund has always been supportive of non-cooperation, which is kind of a part and parcel when it comes to civil disobedience. Civil disobedience generally is something you kind of plan in advance and announce in advance. And Rich was doing the selling of cannabis knowing that there was a good chance he was going to get caught someday and then make a stand. But if, you know, when the government comes to you with some nonsense and you say no and you challenge it and you take it to the court, that's non-cooperation and is as, I think, important as civil disobedience.
Agreed. But what I'd like to point out is that I haven't found that Rosa Parks situation up here in New Hampshire amongst the civil disobedience crowd yet.
There have been a couple of them. You remember Andrew Carroll? He stood, made a big announcement, a press release, and he stood in the park in Keene and read Nietzsche while holding a marijuana bud, and he was put in jail for a week or two.
But I think he was before the CD Evolution Fund even existed.
He was,
right. And then there was a Big Mike who tried to get arrested. He walked into a police station with holding a bud of pot in his hand, and he asked to talk to the police chief, and they just couldn't find time for him.
Yeah, so that was a good one.
Yeah,
and but Sam filmed inside of a courthouse here in New Hampshire. There have been a few that have been kind of they've had some good stuff about them. But then when the CD Evolution Fund finally got its legs up underneath it, frankly, civil disobedience in New Hampshire had trailed off a little bit, and it's been difficult to find that right case. I'm not saying that I think that Rich Paul has a bad case or anything like that. It just didn't feel like civil disobedience initially, but I think he's handled it like civil disobedience afterwards. The Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund makes its decisions based on a consensus. Everybody has to agree it's the right thing to do, and I'll admit to being one of the people that's held it back up to this point on a lot of issues, because I want that right thing. I went forward on with Rich Paul, whom I wouldn't have called civil disobedience initially, because I felt like he really stood up afterwards. And he said, no, I'm not going to do it. He turned down a plea bargain that had zero's dates in jail.
That's right.
In order to stand up for his right to sell marijuana to people who need it.
He put his life on the line, literally, with looking at 100 years in prison. So, Brian, I'm on cdevolution.org. The blog hasn't been updated since February of 2012. If I might make a suggestion to you, I would like to announce this news beyond Free Talk Live. I'd like to post it at Free Keen. I've already blogged several things in the last 48 hours at Free Keen. So if you don't mind, would it be possible for you to do a quick write-up about you guys, throwing your support behind Rich Paul, and maybe put it up on your blog, give me a heads up, and then I'll reblog it?
Let me tell you that I was on the phone with JJ, and we just made the commitment at 7:03. So I haven't had really a chance to get on there. I wanted to.
So this is breaking news. You are announcing the world exclusive here on Free Talk Live. Thank you for that.
World first. Well, hey, you know, one thing that I wanted to say about civil disobedience and how it's so hard to find it. You know, we all know the backstory behind Rosa Parks. She wasn't just some lady who got on the bus. I mean, there was a big thing that happened. They were looking for just the right person, a likable, you know, person, a woman. You know, I mean, there was a big preparation for that. A lot of people knew about that. Now we have these RICO laws, these racketeering laws, and if we as a Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund were to coordinate an activist to do an act of civil disobedience, that's a felony charge. So, you know, we can't even get involved in
that. That alone would be civil disobedience.
Right, yeah. Yeah, you know, that's not the one that I want to fight.
I think what activists want from their Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is for it to be there when they commit their act, not to for its board members to get thrown in jail so they can't dispense the money.
And that's exactly what we want to see. So, you know, don't tell us, you know, what you're planning to do, and don't ask for advice. But, you know, when you do it, we will hopefully be right there if we get enough contributors to pitch in the money so that we can make it all happen.
Well, I'm glad to hear that the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund is alive and active now and getting out there and supporting Rich Paul. And by the way, if people want to support the Civil Disobedience Evolution Fund, you can go to cdevolution.org. That's cdevolution.org. If you want to donate directly to the Rich Paul Fund, that is richpaul.freetalklive.com. And, Brian, keep us in the loop, will you?
Will do.
Thanks for the call. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
150 million people suffer from headaches. All you want is for the pounding in your head to stop. Migralax stops the pounding. Migralax was developed by a neurologist and founder of the New York Headache Center.
I'm neurologist Dr. Alex Mauskopf. After studying and researching the human brain for 25 years, I've developed Migralax, which eliminates pounding headaches. It works for my patients, and I'm so convinced it will work for you, I don't just guarantee it, I put my name on it.
Dr. Mauskopf's Migralax gets rid of headaches fast without harsh caffeine, sodium, or preservatives.
Migralax works unbelievably fast, and it's gentle on my stomach.
Find out how to get your free bottle of Migralax. Call 800-543-4186. Plus, if you're one of the first 100 callers, you'll also receive the Migralax Quick Tips to Headache Relief absolutely free. That's 800-543-4186. Or go to MigralaxRelief.com. MigralaxRelief.com. Or call 800-543-4186.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hi, my name is DeRay. Suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle and actually absorb, providing nutrients targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drwortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, and you can bring up what you'd like. All you have to do is dial in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we share with you. But if you would like to support the show, you may shop with us. And what you can do is go to shop.freetalklive.com. You'll find links there to different online stores. Amazon's the top one because we get the biggest chunk of the sale. When you go through our links there, there's Amazon Canada, Amazon UK, and Amazon US. You click into the right Amazon for you, get your shopping taken care of, get it delivered to your door, and feel good because not only are you getting the stuff you want at great prices and the free Super Saver shipping and all that stuff with Amazon, you're also helping Free Talk Live because Amazon sends us a cut of their sale. And one of the many things you can buy at Amazon and their huge selection of books and other products would be products from Big Head Press.
That's right. Quantum Vibe Volume 1 Nicole is now available on Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, and direct from BigHeadPress.com. It's $15. If you have never seen Quantum Vibe, go to quantumvibe.com and read the webcomic. It's great. It's about a gal from a 500 years in the future from a voluntarist space city and her adventures.
Hey, I got a secret for you.
What's that?
Quantum Vibe Volume 1, Nicole, the one you're talking about, mm-hmm. the first 400 comics from Quantum Vibe. It's $11 on Amazon.
Wow.
Yeah, so you save yourself a few bucks by going to shop.freetalklive.com, clicking through the Amazon link, order it on Amazon, and you save a few bucks.
Clicking on the Amazon link for your country and bookmarking it so that you always use it in the future.
There you go.
So anyway, also, the author, Scott Beezer, will be at Freedom Fest with me in Las Vegas. We're planning a dinner outing, so it's going to be a lot of fun. You can stop by the Big Head Press booth in the exhibition hall. Stop by, say hello, tell him you heard about his book on Free Talk Live. It is quantumvibe.com.
Yeah, and it's eligible for free Super Saver shipping, so keep that in mind as well. 855-450-FREE is the SACL CAI toll-free line. So I was in court yesterday, and I mentioned this last night.
That's not news.
But I wanted to, I guess, recap briefly for those who've been kind of curious about what's been going on. The residency case against me has been dropped. Now, just a recap for you, if you go to freaking.
This is kind of a big deal.
Okay. Well, you'll have to tell me why you think it's a big deal here in a moment. Let me just recap.
Legalese.
For everybody. So I was driving around. I had the Shire Society plate, the custom license plate that I have is on the back of the police cruiser, the former police cruiser that I drive. And the Wisconsin plate that the cruiser is registered to was on the front. Was pulled over. The cop in the case, Jason Short, who's one of the people you'll see in Derek J's Victimless Crimes Brief, you've seen that. Jason Short was looking desperately to find something to charge me with. He could not charge me with misuse of plates
because I had not misused any plates. I had not put a plate from another jurisdiction on the car illegally, or I had not taken a plate from New Hampshire and put it on a different car that it was registered to. So he couldn't get me for misuse of plates. So he charged me with basically being, he was alleging that I'm a resident of New Hampshire, and that if you are a resident of New Hampshire, there's some law that requires you to become a licensed driver in New Hampshire, that you would have to move. So if you moved and become a resident in New Hampshire from another state, you would have to get your license transferred over, get a license from New Hampshire. And there's like a 60-day window to do that sort of thing. This is once you become a resident. So he's alleging that I am a resident. Now, I've lived in New Hampshire. I've inhabited the place known as New Hampshire, the plot of land, for over 6 years.
You know, I was one time renting some equipment from one of these equipment rental places, and the guy asked me, is this your, you know, address or something like that on your driver's license? Because for whatever reason, they wanted my ID to rent the equipment, and I mm-hmm. suppose that makes a certain amount of sense. And I told him no, you know, I had moved, and he said, they give you 60 days to change that. And I said, they can kiss my butt. Here's my address.
Yeah, I love that. Johnny Ray, what's your status with the license thing?
I've got a New Hampshire driver's license. My car's registered in New Hampshire. Mm.
Sorry about that.
I know. That's funny that you should say that. I held out for a little while, and it's something I never would have done. That kind of thing is something I never would have done in North Carolina. I pushed back a little bit, and eventually I rolled over. But
why?
I remember because I was
scared.
Exactly. I was intimidated. I wanted to be able to do my business and not be hassled all the time.
I believe it is only a violation, by the way. So if you do get, you know, if you are a resident and you haven't registered the vehicle, then it's only a violation. I don't think it's a misdemeanor.
I'm showing my ID here.
So the risk is very low.
I do not have the address at which I live on my ID. I have the address at which I receive mail.
Mm, okay.
And that is...
You may not want to be admitting to that on national
that
radio.
That is the
show.
Law in New Hampshire.
I don't understand what you're saying.
That's the law in New Hampshire that you can have your mailing address on your driver's license.
Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay.
I don't have the, you know, I mean, I wasn't prepared to cite my source, but I've got it.
Gotcha.
And I remember the day that I was going to City Hall to get my car registered in New Hampshire. I ran into you and some other people, and you asked me what I was doing there, and I said, well, I'm a little embarrassed to admit it, but I'm getting my car registered. And you said, yeah, I'd be embarrassed too.
Yeah, because, I mean, what is your obligation? What obligation do I have to become a resident? Resident is a legal term. Now, look, I'm no legal eagle. I don't know all the theories about, you know, the legal system. I know some of them. I know a bunch of it's BS. But I do know that it's true that legal terms do not mean what they mean in English.
And
so the word person is, of course, the best example of this, right?
This is the reason I advocate for not speaking to police. Because, well, you don't know what they're saying. They're using legal terminology that you do not understand. If they ask you if you're a resident of the state of New Hampshire, you may or may not be a resident of the state of New Hampshire. There are other designations of people that live in New Hampshire. What's the other terminology?
Inhabitant.
You could be an inhabitant of the state of New Hampshire.
They won't tell you about
now,
that, though.
You know, I mean, why? If there are obligations to being a resident, but no benefit to being a resident, why in the world would you want to be a resident and have more legal obligations than an inhabitant?
That's my question. Can anyone answer that for me? Why would I want to be a resident? What is in it for me? What's the benefit? I can't find any. In fact, what I have seen in the New Hampshire... Now, look. I don't know if this is the case in other states, so please, you know, this is not legal advice. This is just my experience here. But it's my understanding that the definition of resident and inhabitant are exactly the same. You can look them up. They're defined in the same paragraph in the New Hampshire statutes. But yet the resident term has these extra things applied to it, these extra responsibilities.
Right. It's just this thing that if they can get you to agree to be one, that they can arrest you for more stuff.
Pretty much. Yeah, so I'd rather have my, I don't own any cars, But if I did own a car, I'd rather have it registered in another state. Because I don't want to give money to the state of New Hampshire, because they use it to hurt people. Now, I understand that the other states use the money to hurt people, too, but the way I look at it is, it's protection money. Like, it's actual protection money going to these other states to protect me from New Hampshire. Because if I've got a car registered in Florida, for instance, it doesn't have to be inspected. Does that mean I don't inspect my car? No, I get my car inspected every time I take it to the shop. You know, if I go to the shop once or twice a year, I get it inspected once or twice a year.
It's just an inconvenient thing to do, and it can really, it kind of screws up the incentives. I know that the mechanics probably think that they're getting a good deal with this inspection, because that's really what it is.
Well, they are. They get to hold your car hostage if it is if it's not passing, and then they get to squeeze money out of people.
There's a it's a mandatory visit to the mechanic shop.
But mechanics do? The mechanics will hold
your car? They can hold your car hostage.
Good Lord.
As I understand it.
And, but, I mean, really.
We can't let you drive this away, Mr. Ray. This is a car that does not pass inspection. It would be illegal for us to allow you to drive this away, sir. You're going to have to repair it here or call a tow truck and have it towed to your, to a different repair shop if you don't like our quote.
Well, you can, you can drive it away if it's not inspectable, but if it's too late.
That's not what I've heard.
If you're behind the time limit, there's a certain period of time in which you can get it inspected. I believe it's the month of your birth plus 15 days.
Okay.
So in that 45 days, you can do whatever the hell you want.
I see what you're saying.
But if you are at day 16 of the month after the month of your birth, then you're stuck because they can hold on to your car.
So I think this is I'm glad you thought this was important, Mark, because I agree with you. It's particularly important to anyone considering a move to New Hampshire, because a lot of people are like, well, what if they come after me? Well, look, I have been a very visible activist. They want to come after me, and it took them 6 years to come after me for this one. They've known the whole time. We're coming up. I want to introduce you to a hero of mine. His name is Shahan Q. He sells little magnetic balls that you can use to make sculptures, shapes, or just fiddle with while you're on the phone. There used to be several companies that sold similar products. Now ZenMagnets.com stands nearly alone. The U.S. government has threatened and sued everyone else out of business because the feds think the magnets, which are less dangerous than balloons, are too dangerous. Support a hero and get a great product. Go to ZenMagnets.com. That's ZenMagnets.com.
Quantum vibes, it's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed. The brain implants an artificial gravity. A scientific genius sent his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. QuantumVibes.com from Big Head Press.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.